I told you in my lesson yesterday that I would be talking some more about Solomon, the wise man who sank to the level of a fool. He went from a saint to a sinner, from a young, tender king to a tyrant. He started out well. He was going forward under the banner of God, but he went AWOL. AWOL is a military term, meaning absent without official leave. He left the ranks, at least in practice. He made alliances with other countries, took 700 wives and 300 concubines. In forming an alliance with a heathen nation and sealing the deal with marriage to an idolatrous prince, Solomon disregarded the wise provision that God had made for maintaining the purity of his people. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 11. Verse 1 says, King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Amorites, and Edomites, Zidamites, and Hittites, from nations which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go unto them, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. So, in verse 4, it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God. Many years later, Nehemiah come upon a similar situation in the 13th chapter of Nehemiah. When Nehemiah had returned to Jerusalem to build the walls of the city, in verse 23, he says, in those days also I saw Jews that had married women of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab, and I contended with them. I cursed them. I smote them. I pulled out their hair and made them swear by God, saying, you shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons for yourselves. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over Israel? Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. Nehemiah called these women outlandish women. The great sin of Solomon was in turning from the source of his wisdom and seeking strength through alliances with pagan countries. He broke his alliance with God. We don't begin to grasp the depth of his fall until we discover that this kindly, wise man went so far as to build altars to the pagan gods, altars on which human beings were sacrificed. Solomon, in his early reign, had displayed wisdom and sympathy in restoring a helpless babe to its mother. But now he has fallen so low as to consent to the erection of an idol to whom living children was offered as sacrifices. You may wonder, how can this happen to any person? It happens imperceptibly. Solomon did not leave the burning fires of the altars of God and go straight into burning babies on the altar. It was an imperceptibly decline. He started out by loving strange women. Nehemiah referred to those women as outlandish women. God had warned Israel against marrying women of other nations. God had told them that they will lead you away from me. They will have you serving their gods if you marry them. It happened right here to a wise man, to an intelligent man, a man that walked in his own wisdom instead of the wisdom of God. The wisdom that he had of himself would tell him, I must strengthen my alliance with my neighbors for safety's sake. In case I need help, they'll be my friend. But if he had been operating in the wisdom that God had given him, he would have known that God is the one who would deliver Israel from all of its oppressors. When Solomon married these other women in order to strengthen his kingdom, he was leaning on his own understanding. When you do that, my friend, you're in trouble. And just like God had warned them, strange wives did indeed lead his heart away from God. Verse 4, 1 Kings chapter 11, tells us, when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God. You know what I get from this? I get from this that the things that God would keep us from is for our own benefits. He is not trying to keep from us any good thing. God wants us to have the good things. The things that he would not want us to partake in are things that will lead us down a wrong path, just as it did Solomon. God knows that people are only human and earthly vessels. They can be reshaped and remolded into a vessel of dishonor. God knew that those, the women and the men from other nations, would pollute the truth that God had given them. I take from this that we should not marry into a group of people that teach a doctrine contrary to the doctrines of Christ. If you do, you are subject to be led into that false doctrine, which is not the biblical way of thinking. It's not the biblical way of believing. God wants us to be a separate people. Don't marry into those that are of a wrong doctrine. Solomon's wives convinced him to worship their idols and false gods instead of his Lord God, the Lord God of Israel. Like the heart of David, his father, who followed the Lord, his God, with all of his heart. When a lot of people read these words of Solomon and see the depth of apostasy, this man has nothing to offer me. This man has lived a worse life than I could have ever lived. I can't listen to him. He has nothing to say to me. This man has lost all credibility. He appears to be teaching one thing and doing another. The credibility gap is too wide for me to cross. I'm going to stop the lesson right here. The more I read the writings of Solomon, the more lessons I find that I can apply to my own life. Solomon said, a wise man will seek wisdom, and wisdom will seek knowledge.